Former Iranian foreign minister says it's natural for his country's politicians not to consider the U.S. president's offer to meet, given America's bad record in sticking to its commitments after negotiations. Kamal Kharazi, who is the head of Iran's Strategic Council on Foreign Relations, added that Trump's words are contradictory. He was referring to the U.S. president's recent comments. Trump said Monday that he is willing to meet with top Iranian officials at any time and without any precondition. Kharazi says Trump is fond of holding meetings only for the sake of meeting, regardless of the likely outcome. The former Iranian foreign minister went on to say that Trump should first compensate for withdrawing from the nuclear deal before making offers to Iran.
Tensions between Tehran and Washington have taken a turn for the worse over the past few weeks, with U.S. and Iranian officials exchanging threats and warnings. However, in contradiction to his recent anti-Iran rhetoric, U.S. President Donald Trump is now saying he is willing to meet with top Iranian officials anytime without preconditions.
Do you have preconditions for that meeting?
No preconditions, no. They want to meet, I'll meet. Anytime they want. Anytime they want. It's good for the country, good for them, good for us, and good for the world.
Less than 10 days ago, the U.S. president threatened Iran on his Twitter account with hardships that he said few in history had experienced. He also warned Washington would no longer tolerate tough language from Tehran. Trump's threats were in response to statements by his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani, who had warned the U.S. against any military action, saying the war with Iran would be the mother of all wars. Trump's fiery tweet was then dismissed by the Iranian foreign minister, who said Tehran was unimpressed by such threats. Mohammad Javad Zarif said Iranians had heard similar threats for 40 years. Now, political analysts say the new U-turn by Trump is yet another instance of his erratic policy decisions.
U.S. foreign policy has always been based on caution and careful consideration and negotiation to the nth degree. And now we have a president who seems to just make things up as he goes along. I would be very cautious if I were Iran with this offer.
Bottom line is, we don't know where this president stands. Let's keep in mind, Iran negotiated with the United States in a long, tedious negotiation, reached something called JCPOA, Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. However, Mr. Trump decided to pull out of it in May of this year. Now, what the president is saying doesn't make sense. Good
feeling. Trump's contradictory signals come despite repeated announcements by Tehran that it would not hold talks with the United States. Earlier on Monday, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi said Washington had persistently been hostile toward the Islamic Republic and shown that it cannot be trusted. He has stressed that the conditions were not right for negotiations with the United States. On May 8, Trump withdrew Washington from the 2015 nuclear deal signed between Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries, saying it was flawed to the core. Washington later urged its allies to cut to zero all oil imports from Iran by November or risk facing sanctions. The announcement prompted the Iranian president to suggest that Tehran could strike back by stopping the flow of oil out of the region.